Rough Trade is giving away a third of the first 3 months of the Rough Trade Club plus new music membership exclusively to 101 Part-Time Jobs listeners. Become a member of Rough Trade Club New Music and you'll receive the Rough Trade Album of the Month straight to your door every month on an exclusive vinyl pressing with bonus material. Club members have received exclusive pressings of albums from Sufjan Stevens, Sprints, The Last Dinner Party, English Teacher, and Over Mono, just to name a few, this past year alone. Sign up using the promo code CLUB101POD and you'll get Rough Trade's Album of the Month, Camera Obscura's Look to the East, Look to the West, for a third of the usual price. By signing up, you'll be getting Rough Trade's exclusive issue of the album on opaque purple in a gatefold sleeve, plus a bonus CD containing 5 demos. Don't want the album of the month but still want all the benefits? Sign up to the standard tier using CLUB101POD and you'll still get the first month free. You'll also get free shipping on all orders, 10% off at the bar and on secondhand vinyl in store, and exclusive access to sold out Rough Trade events. So don't hang around. Head to roughtrade.com/club and sign up with the code CLUB101POD. That's CLUB101POD and claim money off Rough Trade's Album of the Month today. This offer is for UK residents only. Do you play in bands? I did for the longest time, and I wish that I knew that DistroKid was a thing. I don't even think it existed back then. DistroKid makes music distribution fun and easy with unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. 1 million+ artists rely on DistroKid to get their music on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Tidal, Instagram, and all the major streaming services. When you get DistroKid, you can see a DistroKid bank and withdraw your earnings. You get notified when you've earned royalties and you can withdraw via the app. And you can even check your streaming stats on Spotify and Apple. Get 30% off your first year on DistroKid by going to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. 30% off for your first year. That's not bad. We know it's a tough world out there. Why don't you make it easier for yourself? And to get 30% off that free year as an artist, where you get 100% of your royalties and earnings, go to distrokid.com/VIP/101pod. All right, stay with me. I'll be right back after this.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello.
It should be illegal that you're not on WhatsApp.
Oh, I am on WhatsApp. What are you on about?
Wasn't showing.
Oh my God, is it lunchtime already? Bloody hell.
What is your WhatsApp photo? If you could describe it, like an alt image text.
Sophie Porter from the hot and rockin' rock band Other Half.
Yes, that's the intro.
Do you know what? I'm going to go stand outside the front of my house because my signal is terrible here.
Ooh.
Or maybe I'll even find my car key and go sit in the car. Ooh. Do you know what? I also can't find my car, so I am just going to have to go just stand outside my front door.
That's all right. As long as you don't have any enemies, I think that's all right.
Oh, well, you know, is the Larkman estate in Norwich, so you can't be sure.
What is the most memorable event of the Larkmill estate in Norwich?
Oh, I don't know, but there's... have I got anything memorable? Probably not, but I can tell you a memorable event from the last council estate I lived on. Because I've always lived on council estates, and I remember my dad. Usually, we didn't have much trouble because I had the biggest dad, like the biggest, hardest dad on the estate.
Yeah.
So like no one would mess with us. But he was also like comically large, and he had the most comically small car. So he had like a you know that episode of The Simpsons where the guy's like, you know, we all have to drive automobiles, even the very tall, and then he like yes. unfolds himself out of this car. So my dad had a three wheeler, and he was like the biggest bike you've ever seen. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night because like dad was like effing and blinding. This is like when I was still quite young, and someone had like tipped my dad's three wheeler over.
Don't anger the big man.
Well, no, but I guess it's kind of karma because apparently when he was much younger, him and his mates used to lift their neighbour's three-wheeler over the tiny garden wall and put it in his front garden. They'd go around the next day and knock on his door to see if he needed a hand to get it out.
See, that's wholesome. I can see where you get your sense of humour from now. You've got to have those people in your life. You know, you've got to have that experience.
Absolutely. It's one of his favourite stories that he used to tell me was when he was, again, much younger, he collected a load of dog shit and piled it on the bonnet of a police car and then, like, put a load of, like, bangers in it. So,
like, creativity!
Oh, yeah.
The imagination, the foresight. Oh, wow.
He went big on the police.
Yeah, yeah. And he went big on those ideas. Respect, love that. Have you ever nearly been arrested?
No, I haven't. No, I'm a... But, do you know what? Actually, do you remember in an old band we did... We weren't quite sure what was going to come of it, but I do remember we didn't realise we'd already been trespassing on some property because this like place had a pool that we wanted to swim in. Mm-hmm. But then when we kind of got a little bit skittish and tried to leave that like place because we weren't like, you know, we thought they were coming out because they knew we were in their like garden. This is like, I think we were in Germany or something. And then the fence we climbed over to like, you know, run. Mm. Turns out like we were really close to like an American embassy in this city.
Okay.
So instantly like these security guards or like, you know, these police guards like descended upon us and they frog marched our poor drummer away. And we weren't quite sure what was going to happen, but we smiled and waved heartily and they let us off.
What was the first tattoo you got?
First tattoo. Oh, do you know what? That's actually kind of a sweet one. So when my dad, is another dad story, but he had like the best like blue eyes you've ever seen in your life. And so he was like a mod when he was younger and like his whole life, like he's a, you know, he spent like fixing up like Lambrettas and Vespas, that kind of thing. Mm. And so naturally like The Who were one of his favorite bands. And he had like Behind Blue Eyes tattooed across his chest, not to be mistaken with the god awful Limp Bizkit cover. Don't do that to me. But he had that tattooed across his chest. And when he like passed away, that was like this one of the songs at his funeral. So me and my mum and my brother all got like a Behind Blue Eyes like matching tattoo for my dad as well.
That's really nice.
Which is very nice. But then I did shortly follow that up with a fucking Bouncing Souls tattoo when I was like 18. And I thought, right, let's just go whole hog on the shitty references.
The true believers.
No, hopeless romantic.
That's deeper. That's a little bit deeper. God. That, you know, that's, I like that. Hey, that's the emo Bouncing Souls.
Do you know what? Speaking of which, I recently bought myself an automobile, a car.
Go on.
And I found like, I can't figure out how to connect my phone to it. So I've just been going through all the CDs that are like laying around at home. And I found this like Vans Warped Tour CD from like 2006. Mm-hmm. And I think like, I have not listened to this song since I was probably like, or like I haven't listened to this CD since I was maybe like at my mum and dad's house back in Great Yarmouth in like maybe when I was like 13, mm-hmm. and like found this CD and I was like, I'll just pop, like chuck it in like the CD player, see what comes on. And like this one Bouncing Souls song came on and I was like, oh, I haven't heard this song in ages. I remember loving this. And like all of a sudden just like was bawling my eyes out. Because oh. I was like, Jesus, like, oh my God, like this song, like I forgot how much I loved it. And yeah. like it just like all of a sudden, I think as soon as you hit 30, you're like, time is slipping away. Mm-hmm. And then I think there was just this moment in my car where I was like, shit, like the last time I like heard this song, I was like listening to this song, was in my like sparkly pink bedroom at my parents' house, wondering why like a boy doesn't like me back. And now I'm like a 30-year-old listening to this song and this CD, like just like, you know, wondering why the boy I'm with won't leave me the fuck. I'm joking. It was Cal. He was in the car. He's very sweet. But no, like, it was just like, that. I was just like, shit, like, that's actually, that's wild that, like, you know, yeah, just that contrast of, like, the last time I'd heard it, I was, like, 13 at home, and now I'm, like, a 30-year-old woman.
It's wild how it does that, and how you get smells and visions and all of it. You know, you get all these senses back with records.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, yeah, it was just like, I was like, it's a banger. It's a, what's the one where, I think, is it just the lyric or is it the title? It's like a midnight mile from your home or something like that. Maybe it's called like Midnight Mile. I can't remember, but yeah, I was like, oh, goodness me. Like just even like the kind of maybe the punk music I sort of maybe left behind as I've got a little bit older, it's still like, wow, amazing that it can do that.
Yeah, this is it. And like the songs that you're putting out, the songs that you're involved with, that does that to other people.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know. They're probably like, oh, good God. Will you stop barking at me?
Well, you got this new record that you just announced, Little Lifted Fingers. Like I say, Little Fingers. Lifted Fingers is a belter. Also, the artwork's banging. Were you involved in the artwork?
So that was, the artwork was like primarily like Cal, like he like smashes all our artwork. But I think like from like some of the first like collages that he was sent over, we were just all like, oh, it looks kind of like one of those like old like 70s like textbooks. So like just like 100% like keep going with that.
Yeah, excellent.
With that theme. But yeah, excellent. He smashed it. It looks well good.
I've got one last question to ask you, Sophie.
Oh, go ahead.
If there was one lick that you could play in your life, one riff, what would it be?
Oh, do you know what? It's got to be Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan.
Yeah. Reeling like, in the Years.
It's like, I honestly think it's like the most like joyful, like little guitar riff. But I mean, like, yeah, I think I went through like a whole summer where I was just like rinsing Steely Dan for like like just months on end. But if not, I think I've been listening to an awful lot of, I mean it's something that like, we've all been listening to quite a lot of like for the new record, but there's a lovely little old man from like Colchester way called Martin Newell, and like from Cleaners of Venus. And like if I could just play guitar like him, and like some of those beautiful little riffs that he writes, like I'd be a very, 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 very happy person indeed.
I saw you post about him on your stories and I went to listen to it and I thought, yes, thank you very much for the introduction.
Oh, he's incredible. Like his whole back catalogue, and like he's just lovely, eccentric man. Yeah. You know, he writes lots of poetry, writes all these deliciously lo-fi little pop numbers.
Brilliant.
But yeah.
And is that kind of part of the message of this new record and what everything that Other Half's about, is that those small pubs, those small corners, that's the place that's the kind of where these stories are coming from and where they're going, these back rooms.
Yeah, I guess like we've like, I mean, particularly like our last like couple records and this one, absolutely. I think this one's like more self-aware than the last two, like for sure. I think we've just become very aware of ourselves and like where we're at and like the stories that maybe we've been telling, and like,
yeah.
I don't know. Cal probably can explain it a lot better than myself, but I think, yeah, it's definitely like, I think as with the last two, this one we're kind of treating as almost like it's like the end of like this little trilogy of like characters and stories. But a lot of the time, like all those stories in the tracks are kind of come from like things that we've experienced or seen or our friends. So yeah, ultimately it is very much from like kind of, I guess, the back rooms and the clubs and the pubs of kind of East Anglia, yeah. I guess.
Hey, someone's got to do it.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, Sophie, I love you. I love the band. Your crew is so nice.
You're an angel.
Running into you guys is always brilliant. Thanks.
Oh, when's it going to be the next time? When are we running into you next? Who knows?
Who knows? But that's the surprise. That's the enjoyment of it.
Fantastic.
Great. Hey, thanks for chatting with me. Are there any final parting words that you'd like to say on this stop and chat episode?
Not massively. I'm stood in my front garden and I'm looking at its absolute state. Like, it just looks like the world's bin bag out here. So I'm thinking, I'm on my lunch break now, I might come out of a bin bag and some gloves and try and sort it out, because good Lord. God, it's a state. Looks like a tuck shop out here.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price, and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.